This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stella loved to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
Wow! You're listening to Drag Her! Can you believe how hot I came in? This is the one and only podcast about drag, drag race, and all things gaggy. If you're listening, you're alive, baby. This is a really fun episode. I have my lover, my roommate, my other, my clone.
Yeah, keep going.
Mine,
I'm getting horny.
I wanted to say mine fure, but that felt
don't
weird.
Don't do that, Mono.
I have Betsy Sodaro here.
Woo.
Betsy.
Yeah.
Oh,
tell her to take her tits out.
Oh, take your tits
take
out.
Take your tits out.
Okay,
the audience
here we
has
go.
Spoken.
Whoa. They are out and they are running a race against each other.
I like that your tits...
Left is bigger.
Yeah, I like that about your tits.
Yes.
And your left tit really bullies your right tit.
Really makes fun of my right tit for being a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
Now it's more fun, but middle school was bad.
Tough.
My right tit...
tried to kill itself.
Yeah.
And then it tried to release a 13 Reasons Why's. And then it didn't work because you didn't.
And then it didn't work because I was like, Titty, I need you in my life. And then Tit was like, oh, okay, now I know. Yeah.
Betsy, I love you with my whole heart.
I love you with my whole heart.
You just came back in town.
I did.
Because you were filming a movie.
I was shooting a movie.
Oh, we have Hollywood puss here.
Here, it's very stinky.
Tell me the story on this.
Well, Mono.
It's called Golden Arm, isn't it?
Called Golden Arm, and it's a buddy comedy about that takes place in the world of women's arm wrestling, starring me and Mary Holland.
I can't think of better people.
Mary Holland, I knew she was incredible, but then getting to shoot this movie with her was even more of like, God damn it, you're really, really good.
I want to juice her soul.
She's unbelievable.
And just put it in a little vial for me to spritz on the nape of my neck.
Yes.
She's just amazing.
She's an incredible human.
And talented.
An unbelievable actor. The funniest person. Like, just, it was really a dream come true. We partied hard, too. Oklahoma City was fun.
Yeah. How was the drag there?
It was really great. We went to this place. I got to give it a shout out because we went a couple of times called The Boom.
The Boom.
If you're ever in Oklahoma City, go to The Boom. We went on a Friday and a Saturday, and they had they had drag shows.
Fuck yeah.
And it was really fun. There was one queen that really stole my heart.
Yeah.
Her name was Roxy Hart, I believe, with three X's.
Horny and slutty.
And she was truly incredible. Everybody else was great, but she really popped.
Yeah, she spoke to you.
New looks, every song, like, unbelievable.
Amazing.
Truly. It was really cool.
Let's go back.
Yeah. I'm
Let's
in.
Go back.
It was fucking fun,
Well, if you're
Mono.
Listening, Roxy, give us a shout out on our Instagram.
Please.
Drag Her Podcast. We want to hear from you. And
yeah.
We want to.
You're
incredible.
Keep
we'll
it up.
We'll post your looks.
Keep it up.
Okay. So we are in the fifth episode.
Oh, my God.
Of Untucked, of All Stars 1. Betsy, what do you think about the season in general?
I like it.
We both like it.
I really like it.
I
always
it.
Did from day one. I just recently was like, why do people not like it? And
right.
I think you explained it to me of like, it's a bummer that it's short and that
right.
they were paired up. But I had a blast the entire time.
Yeah.
One of the greatest lip syncs in the whole
world
happened, and that's against Raven.
It's in the next episode.
It's in the next episode. You'll hear all about it.
But you can talk about it if you want, because that is one of the best lip syncs in the history of the show.
It's so good.
Let's talk about it.
We got to talk about
it. Right now.
Raven versus Jujubee.
Unbelievable.
Robin.
There's crying. It's a Robin song.
It's a Robin song.
It's Dancing on My Own.
Oh my God.
Which has significance to them breaking up as a pair.
Yes. Both of them sobbing.
Sobbing.
It's a beautiful, beautiful moment.
And Raven's crazy cadavery makeup with the red eyes.
And her crying out
and still giving face.
Christ. And everybody on the panel, all the judges tearing. It's really a beautiful moment. Just in humanity, not even in the show, but
truly,
in all of humanity.
And something
just
about
seeing these two people who care about each other so much.
Something about the crying and then also the BPM being 253.
What's BPM mean?
Beats per minute.
Oh, yeah.
There's something hypnotic
like that
about a crying, it's almost like a slow lip sync.
Yes.
With the BPM being
Raven never moves.
Yes.
It's
hypnotic.
It's incredible.
It's crazy. I love it.
Fuck. I love it so much.
It's too much and I need
it. I'm going to watch it when I go home. I need it all the time.
So in this episode.
But fuck that. You're going to talk about
that
next time.
The girl groups.
What'd
you think about the core episode of this Untucked?
Fun. I liked it.
Yeah, it's fun.
I love Kelly Osbourne.
Oh.
She is so red.
Showing. I heard that they were. We actually have footage.
Oh yeah, we do.
Of Sharon and Ozzy on the set. They were on the set
yeah,
supporting.
They were on the set that day.
Yeah.
We got secret super footage, but luckily for you, we're gonna play it and you're gonna hear it.
Yeah.
God, I wish you could see it because it's funny.
It's funny. Okay, ready.
Okay.
Here we go. We have Ozzy and Sharon on the set watching Kelly perform. Sharon!
Ozzy, what are you doing over there?
Sharon!
Ozzy, stop eating the Cheez-Its!
Oh, you're so good, Sharon!
Ozzy, Kelly's lip-syncing, you bastard!
Sharon, I'm gonna put on roller skates.
Ozzy, don't! Ozzy, don't!
Whoa, Sharon!
Oh, no. I'm going to throw a ham.
That was incredible.
If only you guys could see it, you would think it was better.
You would think it was better if you could see it.
If only you guys could see it, you would really love it.
Remember the ham-throwing incident of the Osbournes?
Over a fence?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that because they had mean neighbors or whatever.
Yeah.
We got to watch that again.
The Osbournes is fucking perfect.
Osbournes is great. I really enjoyed this whole episode. I really like makeover episodes.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, it's
They're
so fun.
Super rad.
See, Kelly's awesome.
Kelly's awesome.
We have Jillian Hart, the daughter of
Vanessa Williams, who was unbelievable.
Unreal, stunning.
She's doing splits and shit.
And then Katie Z, the daughter of Pia Zadora.
I don't know if she knew what she was getting into. I bet a bunch of her friends were like, whoa, that's so cool. And she's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. And then got there and was just a fun sponge.
She really got in her own way and she got in the show's
way. She really did. And I think maybe it's because she's just young and didn't want to,
Have fun?
Or
what is it?
Just so in her head of
maybe it was that she never had fun before even once. What else could it have been? You know what it could have been?
What?
She's a mannequin with really pretty hair.
That could have been it.
That could have been it.
They did have to get her away from the fire a bunch because she'd melt.
Fire.
Sorry, I really hate to see that
set
one.
Set fire. Why was there a set fire?
Because Ozzy, dude.
Ozzy!
He crashed on some roller skates.
Betsy, what do you think about that bumper at the beginning of Untucked that happens in every single episode?
Oh, with all the like flashes,
with all the snippets,
love it,
and like the stuff taken out of context.
Love it. Love like, Juju Juice
fuck
being
you.
Like, "Fuck you." Love Latrice Royale's laugh.
Oh my god!
I think I might set that to be my morning alarm.
It's funny you should say that because I have a game planned for you later in the episode that involves Latrice Royale.
Oh,
quotes.
My queen, my queen. I love Latrice.
We can't talk
Royale.
About her enough. But I love how it's always like "fuck you" is what I call my favorite sex position.
Yeah. Where it's always the editing is a little like we'll see.
Yeah. I hate you.
We'll see.
Or schedule because we can't hang out enough.
And then Chad Michaels being like, "This is the Hunger Games." What's the word?
Like, may the odds be ever in your favor, darling.
May the odds be ever in your favor. She's so intense, and I love it.
She's so intense.
I want to hang out with
all of them. We were talking about. Remember how like we used to be like, Chad, when you first see her, is like quite jarring.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I love this person and they're perfect.
I remember, when we started season 4 of just being like, whoa, oh, what is going on? And then being like, oh, wait. And like Chad talks about just a vulnerable, cool dude. Just
Such a cool person
that you're like, oh, I can't. When people are just truthful in themselves, you can't be mad at them unless you got issues on your own, dude.
And when they do the makeover challenge in season 4 and like that one, she's making over some straight guy and he's like, why call it marriage if you're going to make people upset?
Oh my God.
And Chad just like really breaks it down.
Like, what if I'm sick and my partner can't come see me. Like, that was really, and the dude just really taking it in being like, oh my God, I've never.
Let me do my straight guy impersonate. Oh, that makes sense.
Where'd you get that club from, dude?
Popped out of my ear. So now we're in the one of the Forum Decor Lounge.
Oh, I'm so glad they keep mentioning that.
Yeah.
And there are moments where they really try to make it seem a normal thing people talk, but it's always just like, ooh, wow, this chair is really comfortable. Why? Like, 'cause it's Forum Decor. It's so dumb.
Like, help me, I've fallen in the Forum Decor Lounge.
So I'm fine.
I'm fine. I'm comfortable and modern.
I feel great.
At a price that isn't hurting my wallet.
There's one, maybe in this Untucked, I watched a bunch yesterday, but where it was just like, wow, this looks exactly like my house. It's Forum Decor, like something like that. Where it's just like, what is going on?
What could possibly be going on?
I would rather them just being like, hey, everybody, we have to say this furniture's from Forum Decor.
Moving on. Hey, everyone.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
We're forced to do this. I can't hear you.
Boom, boom, boom. We say, well.
Do yourselves a favor and look up.
Boom, boom, boom. Wayo?
Wayo. I bet she'll pop up on YouTube first. Yes.
The girl who karaoke sings boom, boom, boom.
The girl who karaoke sings boom, boom, boom. And I'm not a person who can keep a beat.
No,
she cannot keep a beat.
She's in her Eastern European bedroom having a really hard time.
Yeah.
And
boom, boom,
and
boom.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom. Come on, guys. I can't hear you.
Come on, guys. I can't hear you now. It's a very funny video.
And so we're in the Forum Decor Lounge. They're talking about the critique Raven has gotten about her clay leggings.
That made me laugh.
What'd you think of Santino's?
I don't understand them. I don't want to try to understand
no.
him. Picky,
no.
Picky. It just. I don't know. I would have never been like, your legs look weird.
No, never.
Never in my life.
Never in my life. It's just.
But I have very
nitpicky.
Fucked up legs, so.
Yeah.
I'm not giving anybody any shit. Mine are covered in bruises.
Yeah, they do look like they've been attached to the wrong person. Like your
legs. Clay legs?
My legs. Yeah.
Yeah, mine look like, I think what, like, a sick person in medieval times legs probably look like.
Yeah, your legs are gangrene.
Yeah, they're green and falling off.
Yes, you're constantly putting them back on.
Constantly trying to sew them back on, staple them back on.
Ow!
Ooh,
Ow! So now I want to play a game of fuck, marry, kill with you. Since we've agreed that Santino's no fun and the kill. Least missed part of old seasons.
Kill.
Okay, so fuck, marry, kill, Santino Rice, Mr. Clean, Lex Luthor.
Oh,
going for
shit.
A bald thing.
Okay.
All of their heads are so bald, your puss would slide right
I'm
off of it.
I'm gonna kill Santino in a heartbeat.
Yeah, happily.
Without even knowing
with
the game
glee.
Was happening.
Like Goodnight Mommy style.
Goodnight Mommy style. I had a panic attack during that movie.
It wasn't
I
that
had to
fun.
Leave at
I
the
know.
End.
I know, it wasn't that fun.
I did not like it.
I didn't either.
Kill Santino.
Yeah.
Marry Mr. Clean and fuck the shit out of Lex Luthor.
Ooh, wait, why?
Because he's bad, right? Lex Luthor?
Yeah.
So I'll fuck him.
Yeah.
But then I don't need him in my life. Where I think Mr. Clean would really treat me right. And
think about
I like
how gorgeous
clean
your kitchen
stuff.
Floors are going to be.
Oh, fuck.
I think Mr. Clean fucks good, too.
I do, too. On all of those clean floors.
Mr. Clean, I think, is a better fuck, but that's good. You're marrying him, so you can,
See,
like, fuck
so
him for
so you can
longer.
Fuck him all the time.
Oh, my
Where
God.
Where I think Lex Luthor would fuck wild.
Yeah.
And fun. But where you're like, I don't need to ever do that again.
No, and then he's
and
like.
He's bad. He's I'm trying gonna, to get, which one?
Superman.
Superman. Superman.
He also, I think his vacation plans are really bad.
Oh, he's not good at vacation.
No. And he like wants to go to like evil places.
Yeah.
Mr. Clean fucks you. Mr. Clean fucks you and he does that thing where like he holds onto your shoulders.
Ew.
But I like it.
Oh, cool. Well, keep going.
No, I feel bad now.
No, keep going.
No, I'm embarrassed.
No, keep going. What
you
do
know
you
when,
like?
Someone's like fucking you and they hold onto your shoulders and it's like, there's almost like we've created a sort of pump system.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like when you're like craning one of
yes.
those little
yes,
train
like
carts.
Yes, like an old-timey train car where we're trying to get away.
That's fine then. I thought you were going for a more intense
Oh, like a
shoulder.
Mean fuck.
Yeah, like a mean hurting your shoulder crap.
No. Like a good steady pressure system.
Oh, that's fine. I thought it was going to be like dislocating your shoulder while you fuck.
Phew.
As he takes you to that doll island off of
Phew.
Mexico for vacation. You're like, this isn't fun. This is spooky, man.
So now we have to get back to these famous daughters. I know you're a fan of Sharon Osbourne and Vanessa Williams.
Dude, love Vanessa Williams.
But you're the biggest fan of Pia Zadora.
I don't know who that is, and I did
Betsy,
not take the step to Google.
Guess who? Let's just guess. I actually
Pia
don't know.
Pia Zadora?
Who is Pia Zadora? I don't know who it is either, but I'm going to make you guess.
You looked up Pia Zadora.
No. I want you to guess, and then we'll see if it's true after the episode.
Okay.
Guess who Pia Zadora is.
Pia Zadora. Wait, with a Z?
Yes.
Pia Pizza Dora. Pizza Doris, not delivery, it's DiGiorno. She created DiGiorno pizza.
I like that you Independence Day'd it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or second like, act it.
Second.
Disaster. Hiroshima.
The silver ginkgo plant. Everyone watch second act.
It's really great. It's a great plane movie. Leah Remini needs an Oscar. Uh-huh. J-Lo needs an Oscar. Yeah.
So then
I'm going to say she invented DiGiorno pizza.
She invented the self-rising crust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doi.
Just like Romy and Michelle
Not
style.
Not delivery. It's DiGiorno.
It's DiGiorno.
It's Pizza DiGiorno.
So then we have Juju talking to her boyfriend.
Oh.
Cute.
Very cute. And like, was like, I know we wanted to not get married until it's legal
God.
In all the 50 states, but
yeah.
I don't think I can wait.
That was so cute.
That was really cute. And all of them just sobbing together.
Yeah, he was so cute.
He was so
He's like an army
cute.
Boy.
Who Is he?
That's what it sounded. I think he was like Navy or something like
God,
that.
Because
I think there was like, they talk about it briefly where he's just like, when I met you, like I was still like questioning my sexuality and then we kind of...
Yeah.
Discovered who we were or whatever. Would you ever date like an army military person? Like,
I
would
mean,
it?
Yeah, if they're rad.
If
you
they're
know,
rad.
It would be.
I wonder if it's a complimentary thing because I want to say there's other drag queens who like date like who date like service people. Like
Alexis Mateo did for a while, right?
And so did like Jade Jolie.
Yeah.
I wonder what that is. There's some sort of like interesting connection between like someone who's like all structure and someone who's like, I'm super creative and wild.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder.
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Of course.
Why not? Why not? I love it.
I mean. You would get a, like, I feel it could be stressful though.
Yeah.
But also, who cares? If it's somebody who's rad, then it's game on.
Yeah.
You don't care about
I do. Yeah, I hear ya.
Okay.
So then we have Jada talking about her dream to settle down.
I
and
like
how
Jada
she wants more
Sophia.
Than 10 inches in a partner. Jesus Christ.
I mean.
Jesus damn Christ.
Jesus damn Christ.
Jada.
That's a big want.
Which is surprising, because in her stand-up act in season 3, where she plays a little person.
Oh my God, Mano, you're good.
You know,
I forgot about that.
I'm an encyclopedia of Drag Race knowledge.
You really are.
She talks about shitting on a dick quite a lot.
Oh.
She talks about shitting on a dick that's too big.
I mean, maybe that was a 14-er.
A 14-er. I think she might even say that.
Really?
I think she might even say that's too big. That's too
that's
damn big.
Huge.
I don't want to shit on a dick.
I feel that had to have been a little bit of a joke, though, right? The 10 inches.
Yeah, probably because the whole challenge was stand up. You're probably completely right.
No, I'm thinking of in.
Oh, her wanting 10 inches in real life. In
that's got to be a funny little. A
I
little
don't
joke.
Know, man. Some people's buttholes.
I know. But would that really be a game
changer, maker,
like
deal
breaker,
maker.
Deal breaker, deal maker.
Some people are size kwans.
Yeah.
Not me, honey.
You'll.
I'll fuck anything.
I was
want
about
a thumbtack.
That.
That's the most for
Mono's
me.
Mono's fucked thumbtacks, dude.
And nutted hard.
The hardest. Blew out a wall of our house because he nutted so
and
hard.
And I'm sorry for that.
It was my bedroom wall.
It was your bedroom
and
wall.
And now my bedroom's cold.
Yeah.
And it's got raccoons in
and
it.
And I scary movied you with cum.
You scary movie. Yeah. Yeah, you blasted me against that wall. I went through the wall. The wall came off our house. You were a skeleton after you.
I was a skeleton like Home Alone.
Like Home Alone.
Like
Harry?
Or is that
Marv?
Marv. I always mix them up.
Harry.
Harry.
Marv. Harry.
So, oh man, you've been to Swinging Richards. Where
fuck
there's
yeah,
all kinds of big old donkers.
Gigantic donkeys.
And you've had donkers
but also
on your
like,
head.
Not crazy big ones.
You
and
know
it's
what?
Great. I like that.
I just read an article, a very interesting think piece that was like there was a really interesting think piece.
A think piece.
On big dicks and how we might be entering the post big dick moment.
Whoa.
Where I have no evidence to back this up. But, I mean, I'll speak to my experience for just, like, an impractical dick.
Yeah.
As you know, I always talk about fucking dicks and sucking dicks.
Always.
And when a dick's too big.
Whenever my parents visit, you and my mom go nuts.
And your mom is a size queen. She keeps giving me all the tips on how to take a big old girthy chode.
Oh, God, what am I doing?
Her number one tip is you gotta want it, bitch. Won it.
Yeah, she said that and slapped you a bunch while she was saying it. She better not hear it.
She will spit in my mouth.
Break down and cry if she heard. Good thing she doesn't know what a podcast is.
Oh my God. Thank God my family doesn't know what podcasts are. They have no clue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anytime I start describing a podcast to my family, their eyes go white like when people.
Like when they're in. Like in It.
Yes.
When they get sucked up to that thing.
Yeah, or like in Game of Thrones when like someone like starts seeing the past.
Oh, shit.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Okay.
So now the girls are chatting. We have the Katie, the girls who were joining the girl group.
Yes.
They're chatting.
And in the episode, Katie never said, hey, I didn't want to be dragged out.
Right.
Which is a bummer.
I know.
Because she fucked them up.
And now like, she feels bad.
And now she's like, oh, I feel like a bitch. Which I'm glad she got to that point.
Oh, now you want to help?
I know.
Ugh.
I know. And Raven and Jujubee's patience with her, I would have lost my goddamn mind.
I would have lost it
in the workroom, being like, hey, what do you think you're on?
Yeah.
Why are you here?
Yeah.
You're not going to have any fun. And she didn't. She was questioning herself the whole time.
Yeah. She had zero fun. And she didn't on the main stage say, like, oh, that was my fuck up.
Yeah, no.
Why would you say that?
Which I would have, like, I would have thrown her under the bus so goddamn hard.
Quick.
Quick,
like, I don't give a shit. I don't even like DiGiorno pizza. I don't even.
Yeah.
I don't need to have your family's
pizza legacy. I only eat it when it's the last resort.
Last resort.
Which is often.
Which is often. Also, but the garlic bread pizza y'all make,
any day.
That's fucked up in a good way.
It's so fucking good.
Well, we have to take a break.
What?
I know.
Okay.
But before we, just to let people know that they have to come back, we're going to have Betsy do her impersonation of Jada Sophia's Amy Winehouse.
Okay.
Right after this break. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus, 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, diva. So why should payday? Yes, I'm a robotic bitch. And the one thing that makes this robot go cuckoo-cachoo is money. Not tomorrow, today. And guess who helps with that? Earnin. That's right. Earnin will put the money in your hands today. You can get $100 per day or 750 buckarooskies per pay period. All you have to do is download the Earnin app, verify your paycheck. You get access to $100 a day as you work. And you can do it from absolutely anywhere in the darn world. That's why I love Earnin. It makes money easy. Because, you know, sometimes your employers act a fool, okay? Yeah, it's like they're in the Untucked Lounge and they're acting a fool girl. So whether it's for a special night out, you want to treat your loved one, an unexpected bill from the vet, yikes, or rent, bitch, you can use Earnin to your advantage. Make it a part of your financial routine. Join the over 3.5 million customers who say, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Plus, peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Dragher under podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help the show. That's Dragher under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. And we are back.
Yeah, we are.
Because in this Untucked, we have a real delightful moment where Jada is trying to, she's trying to kind of like impersonate Kelly's British accent.
Yes.
She tries to say like, you better work. How does it sound?
Oh, yeah, where she's just like, she's like, you better. It was really wild. It was really a cute moment.
And
like,
now Betsy will say for us her impersonation of Jada's Amy Winehouse. Here we go.
Yes, and it starts with her just being like, oh, yeah, like Harry Potter. may I have a glass of water? That was Jada Sophia's beginning of an English accent for Amy Winehouse.
I don't even remember. I don't think they show her at all.
May I have a glass of water?
Kota?
I think they just show her in the snatch game and she looks funny.
Yeah, she looks funny. And Rue is like, I don't care what you did, but you trying was amazing.
Yes, yes.
We need more of that.
May I have a glass of water?
We need more of that in Snatch Game. So next.
Okay.
Chad. We have
Chad.
So Chad. We have the drag queens talking shit about Katie next.
Yeah.
Raven is mad about it.
With every right.
You know, of course.
Why did you come on this show?
Why don't you get what we're doing here?
Yeah, why? And I'm sure she was hesitant with producers, so they're like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
They always need one person in a makeover moment to be like that creepy dude in season 4 with Sharon Needles.
Yes.
Or that one basketball player who puked.
So in the Sharon Needles season, the guy who's creepy was like, I got an elephant trunk under my dress.
Yeah, he is nasty.
Wanna see?
And like tried to like start a fight with Chad.
Yeah, and he's like, I was just doing some drag queen drama. I was just joking. That was me joking.
Yeah, he was weird.
I was cracking up underneath.
And everybody's like, get out of here, you creep.
You fucking creep. And then Sharon's like, she's a bitch. And then Sharon puts on a wig, holds a purse, and is like, don't call my sister a bitch.
Yeah, because he's like, hey, what are you going to do about this bitch over it? Like, to Chad.
Yes.
And it was just like, how dare you, sir?
Yeah. And then in season 6, you're talking about the female gremlin, the basketball player.
The female gremlin.
Yes.
Lipstick gremlin. Yeah. She's remember
like, I don't want
very
people questioning my sexuality.
Yeah, and then got sick. Like, he was so nervous.
Fucking
he puked.
Threw up. Wait, let me do the correct straight person impersonation. I don't want people questioning my sexuality.
That was really good. The club's
thank
back.
Thank you.
The club's back.
Yeah, it's always good drama when people don't get it.
Yeah. But then it's really fantastic when
people do.
When people do.
I know.
Like when there are those like nice teaching moments. I just rewatched season 4. That's why I'm and it's my favorite season, but like those really nice teaching moments, but also to hear like Kelly Osbourne just being like, because of people like you, I know a lot of people who are still around. Like just these really nice moments where it's like, oh yeah.
I love it.
These are so nice, such good things for everybody to hear, let alone the drag queens and everyone.
I love that connection. I said this before, but like I love their connection that Kelly has with the ESL queens.
Yes.
Like just talking about drive-thrus.
Love it.
Or just being like, and Kelly so like vehemently being like, that's fucking bullshit. People were saying they can't understand you.
Yeah.
That's unacceptable.
I love that so much. She's the shit.
She's so cool.
I mean, she always has been, but like,
yeah.
She's so rad and just
so
a
rad.
Good person.
Yeah. And I like when she like is kind of telling Katie like, "Oh, darling, contouring is like a girl's best friend."
I
honey.
Do too. Where
and so like, is yeah, Jillian or whatever.
Why not have fun?
Yeah,
because both Kelly and Jillian were like, "I feel cool, like I feel good."
Yeah,
and I'm having fun, and Katie's like, "Oh, is that have fun? Is it fun?"
Oh no, my wooden arm's catching on fire.
What does her mom do? I can't wait to learn.
I think it's, you know what it is? Let's see. Zorro.
She wrote Zorro. The old comic book. That then became a TV show. And then some movies.
Starring Catherine Zeta Jones.
There it is.
Okay, great.
Wow. DiGiorno and Zorro.
Zorta Zeta. So then the girls are talking about who they think should win the whole season.
They're saying like Chad is unstoppable.
Right.
And has put in the time.
Right.
And the work.
Alexis is brought up as someone who is, even though like Jada's really fierce, Alexis is like more.
God, I love
focused,
Alexis.
Maybe? I love them both.
But I will say it feels, and this happens a lot in All Stars, where these queens that we, like, I really loved in this season get too in their heads during All Stars or whatever. Too much of like, well, people loved me, so I have to now. And I kind of got that vibe a little bit from Alexis Mateo.
Mm-hmm.
Of just like, oh, just. Please be you.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking drag queen. Like, I love her.
Yeah.
I loved her in season 3.
Yeah.
And it did just feel like, it happened, like, we saw in Latrice, Pandora in this season, I feel, because I loved Pandora, but then there was such an almost like,
oh, remember Chi Chi in All Stars 3?
Oh, Chi Chi.
That was
love
so
Chi-Chi.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah,
though.
Really.
She was just like, couldn't have fun the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, watching her in the improv challenge of The Bitchler.
Oh.
And like her and Shangela are like a butch couple.
I forgot about The Bitchler. Yes.
Oh my God. And she's just like, Shangela's trying to set her up, and she was just like, yeah. Also.
Yeah.
Truly just yes-ing.
Yeah, no anding.
Oh, it's a bummer.
But it is a bummer. I love Alexis Mateo.
She's pretty rad.
Yeah.
She's pretty rad. I hope we see more of her.
I do too.
So not knowing who the top three is, let's just pretend the season has a top three. Who would you pick as your top three in this whole All-Star season?
Out of everyone?
Yes.
No matter what.
Who's your top three?
My top three... Fuck, this is tough.
There's too many good people in this season.
Too many.
That's why they're going to bring people back from this season forever.
Too many. I would have to say Latrice because I just love Latrice. Especially coming off of season 4.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, yeah, you gotta. I think Chad is up there.
Yeah.
And now I'm between... Raven and Jujubee. I love Manila.
I mean,
so much.
How good was she on All Stars 4?
Unbelievable. The winner. Like, she really annihilated, and I hope she's really proud of what she did, because she was incredible.
Incredibly.
But yeah, I think top three would be Latrice, Raven, Chad.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
I love
Would
Jujubee,
you watch
though.
A show? I now have a pitch on a show talking about this that's like, maybe we need to stop expanding it, but just in the interest of talking about it, what about a show that's like basically like a pre-drag race or like something like drag boot camp? It's not drag you. It's like taking baby drag queens.
Awesome.
And then we have legendary queens like Latrice.
Awesome.
Manila, et cetera. Alyssa, who's like, you're at the beginning and we're going to like take you to the next level.
Awesome.
That could be kind of fierce.
I would love that.
It could even be like The Voice, where it's like each team.
They have to listen to a lip sync.
Right. They get to draft.
Then turn around.
Right. They get to draft like a couple people.
That would
be
rad.
At the end of it, one of those is like the
queen.
Kind of
like Master Chef.
Yes. And one of the person who wins gets a spot in the next season of Drag Race.
Ooh, Mano.
I'm a fucking
copyright that. Cha-ching. It's already copyrighted. It is copyrighted. The computer said so don't fucking steal this.
Robot?
I love that idea.
Robot.
Yes.
What's next on my schedule?
Let me check. Grocery shopping.
Robot.
What?
Add tomatoes to the grocery list.
Tomatoes added. You now have 3 dozen tomatoes on your grocery list.
Can't wait to
eat. Are you sure?
Robot!
What?
Don't tell me my business.
Devil woman.
Okay.
I love that idea, Mono.
Thank you. I'm a fucking
pretty much drag master queen. Chef, but for drag queens.
I'm a fucking genius.
I'm a fucking drag queen.
World of Wonder, I'm here. I'm ready to be hired.
Yes, hire him, please.
Hire me. Okay, so Katie's being a bummer.
Big time bummer.
Can you imagine, like, if you were like one of these drag queens and you were like, oh, I didn't win All Stars because Katie Z felt shy. You know, Katie Zadora.
I would bring it up every conversation I had. If I was ordering a tea, I would bring it up. I would scream about it every Christmas when we're going over what we're thankful for at Christmas time. I would bring it up constantly.
And then we have the moment where they show an Untucked who won the challenge. And Shad won the challenge.
Yeah.
There's a fun moment of them being like so floored that they like fall on the floor, like Shad.
Yeah.
They're like, holy shit, we won. We fell on the floor.
Because I mean, Chad.
So Chad
was correct when he came in, like when they first sat down and was like, we all brought it. We all destroyed it.
Truly.
The
odds are crazy.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a really good All-Stars. I will say, I think Yarlexis, their choreography was a little bit sloppy just simpler.
It was too simple. Even when they were voguing, it wasn't
sharp enough. Where it's like, at least nail that.
Yeah.
But it was like, oh yeah, you guys are all here for a reason.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then Kelly Osbourne immediately going over to Jillian just being like, yes, congrats. Like,
yeah.
Just a good
person.
She's
so cool.
Shit, man.
And she even brings up, she's like, I fucked up. I like forgot to lip sync at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
And then my parents yelled at me, lip sync the song.
Sharon.
What is it, Ozzy?
Tell her to lip sync the song.
Kelly.
Where's the ham?
Kelly!
Where's the ham?
Oh, my Botox!
The only other thing
classic.
I could think of about her, that she's like proud about her plastic, which
good.
I love.
She looks great.
She looks fucking rad.
Be proud about it.
Be proud. Remember how much of an asshole Chanel was on season one and how like she's really chilled out?
Yeah, I really did not like her on season one.
No.
But then like hearing about her and Chad's relationship was so nice. Like,
I know.
I
that funeral story with the
mom. Oh my God. With Chanel's mom, right?
Yeah.
And
her mom's name is Debbie.
Debbie.
Right?
A little Adam's Family Values
there
for
you.
Go.
For yes.
Debbie.
We got to get a bulldog Mono.
Yeah,
and
we
name
do.
Her Debbie.
Yeah,
just
we
so
do.
We can constantly be like, Debbie. We gotta get a bulldog named Debbie.
God, the girls watched the lip sync, and it was a good lip sync.
It was a good lip sync.
What'd you think? What do you think about
I think the button is a test more than an actual cool gag. I think it's more of a, like,
Rue
seeing, like, oh, you don't have confidence in your teammate.
Wow.
Then you're done.
Makes sense, too, because the button is not a button. It's just like a shitty, little red light prop.
Yeah, and like you would have to have something so fucking cool to justify, like you would have to have planned something with your partner. Like it feels like it is just a big fuck you. And Alexis was pissed. You could tell.
She was.
With every right. Like,
yeah.
Because she was doing great.
Yeah, it's.
But I also understand.
Mindfuck.
Yara, Sophia wanting to be like, maybe I can help.
I do like I get the rationale of like, well, is it just going to be more of a bombastic performance if there's both of us?
Yeah.
But it's either the editing or it is just the straight up overall less gratifying to watch two people share a song. But it didn't look like Yara killed it.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Like there was a moment where it's like, I don't know if she knows the words.
Yeah.
It bummed me out where
it was
just like unnecessary. And I feel Gilly and I were both screaming of like, it feels like it's more of a test for Rue to be like, oh, so you don't have
synergy.
Yeah, and you don't believe in your partner?
So you guys are not cunts.
Then get out of here.
I don't want to be cruel, but you guys are not cunts.
Yeah, and we want you to be cunts.
You gotta be cunts. Yeah, we want you to be cunts.
We want you to be cunts.
We want you to be fucking cunts.
Be a cunt.
Be a cunts on this, or else you're out. Yeah, I think that was fair. And I mean, Raven just, her vibe syncs up really well with this.
She nailed that song.
Don't ya?
Yeah, she real like she was immediately. It was like, yes, you are this persona of this song.
Where
Alexis was trying that kind of like dancing too hard.
Yeah, her whole vibe is like, I'm gonna fuck you. I'm gonna take your money, and then I'm gonna kick your headlight out.
Yeah, yes, and you're like, okay,
just to get in your head,
please do all of that.
Yeah,
yeah, and she even says, I can't remember his. No, it must have been in the actual episode of just like, I'm gonna bring you Raven, which is sex or something like that, where it is like, yeah you're fucking hot. And even Michelle Visage after that was just like, that was hot,
yeah,
because it was unbelievably, Raven is so goddamn hot.
She really is,
as a boy and as a woman.
Truly later
confusing.
In the season, very confusing when she's like playing
Naomi
basketball
Smalls.
Naked.
Oh my god,
it was so hot.
Too hot.
Way too hot.
Too hot. My shirt caught on fire.
Oh, yeah. And then you killed the mannequin, Katie Z.
Yeah.
Pia's
daughter.
I tossed
it on her. And then my right titty.
And then Jarlexis goes home.
I know.
Oh, my good.
I hope they both come back for another All-Stars.
I do, too.
I love them both so much.
They're so fun. Ever want to see teams again in All-Stars?
I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Uh-huh.
But maybe, like, start off as teams and then get out of there quicker.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. But I understand why people don't. But I had a blast.
Yeah.
Watching these two queens just, like, work together. But I'm also more of a team player in life.
Okay.
Like, I really enjoyed watching.
Yeah.
Teams.
Yeah.
Fucking bring it on together.
It's an interesting idea. I would almost like, I don't know when they'll do it, but like, I would like to see like some weird alliance things happen. I even want to see a season where it's like two tribes.
Yeah.
What if they did a pageant queen versus comedy queen versus
awesome.
Social media queen? Like, it was like three tribes.
That would be fucking cool.
I guess it could be whatever, they'll figure it out. But that could be really fun.
That would be really fun.
Okay, sorry,
no, go
ahead.
No,
you go.
Mine was just real quick. I was thinking now of like, if they did teams again, then it's only the bottom team that lip syncs against each other. And then it's one person on their own. Or something
I love
like
that.
But what were you going to say?
Ooh. Okay, ooh. First of all, yes, I like this tribe thing.
I love it. I'm here for it.
I almost want, what if it was be like, whoever has to lip sync is the person you most want to leave the tribe. So it like,
you get voted off.
Yeah, you get voted off.
Whoa.
But it's like, you pick
but
the weakest.
But then you have to come back to your tribe.
If you survive,
like,
you have to come back.
Annihilated.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's
this
fucked
is
up.
Good.
It's good.
Once again, copyrighted.
Robot, register my idea with the WGA.
More tomatoes.
No. Robot.
13,000 pounds of tomatoes.
Robot, next episode.
Cannot compute.
Oh my God. Xbox, talk to robot.
I miss screaming at our
Xbox.
We had an Xbox Connect. And we screamed at it all the time.
All the time.
Because it was not
good
listening to us.
It was not listening, but it when it worked and you didn't have to move.
Oh my God.
Holy
we could just
shit.
Be laying on the couch and just be on Netflix being like, next.
Play.
Play it. Move up.
Play. Go down. Move over.
Move over.
Move over.
Move over.
Stupid.
It was fantastic.
It was so good. Okay, also another pitch on the tribes. What if it's cunt? We have a charisma tribe, a uniqueness
tribe, a nerve tribe. And a talent tribe.
Yes. And eventually, when you get down to the four last survivors of each tribe.
They all have to spell cunt. Out cunt.
Yeah.
They all have to play horse, and whoever gets the cunt first wins the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
I think we figured out the show.
I'm telling you, this show can go on forever, and I want it to.
I do think, as much as I do, I would be down for a little shakeup in the... Even if it, like, I really enjoyed, which one was it? Maybe All Stars 3, where, like, the very first episode was pretty much a talent show. Or yeah. just, like, hey, do your thing that you do as a drag queen.
Yeah.
I really love that as an, like, I think that should be almost every it's good. Opening.
It's good.
Every first episode of just, like, what do you do on stage
yeah.
that makes you you?
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Me too. Well, Betsy, I guess we're at the end of this episode. I have some other fun tidbits I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
We want to do our titty bit, our titty segment called Tiddler, Drag Her.
Yeah.
Where we get to drag a fictional character of our choosing.
Fiction?
It could be real, too.
Okay.
Would you like to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Great. Now, we would like Betsy Sodaro to drag her.
Wait, and so what does this mean?
You're just talking shit about someone.
Oh, I talk shit about them.
Is it someone
I thought
you
I
love?
Would talk about why I would want to put them in drag.
Do that.
No, I'll talk. This is a person who I would talk shit about anyway.
Great.
Rasputin.
Yes.
I thought if we were to drag. Put Rasputin in drag, he might truly find himself and not be as
evil. Yes, you want to see some of that Russian Orthodox
right
drag garb.
I think he could really pull off. I think he would really discover a lot about himself to where he'd be like, you know what? I don't need to cast spells and essentially use a family.
Yeah.
And then maybe when I am getting murdered, I die a little bit faster than
that's so nice. You're saying maybe I would leave the Romanovs be because...
Yeah, maybe leave them be or truly help them.
Oh, my God. Think about how sickening...
Which they thought he was really helping them.
Yeah.
But, hey, man, they all got assassinated, so they he all did got not really do killed. His job.
I mean, I do think he brings a lot to the table in terms of, like I said, I want to see some Byzantine, Gregorian, Russian influence.
Thank you.
I want to see
a drag queen do cool magic.
Yeah.
If he can, in fact, do it.
Evil magic.
Evil, whatever.
I want to see the gender fucky crooked beard
I really want to see that. I think he could really... Do some cool gender fuck of like looking hot, but with that, he would have to trim up his beard because his beard is nasty.
His beard has nasty. Bugs and a bat in it.
Absolutely.
Named
there's
Bartok.
A bat. with the voice of Robin Williams, right?
Thank you. Is it Robin? No, it's.
He was a different bat in
isn't
a different
it Homeboy
movie.
From The Simpsons?
I don't know.
Isn't it? What's his name who plays a poo?
Are we thinking of Anastasia?
Yeah.
Isn't there another movie where Robin Williams plays a bat?
Probably. Fern Gully.
Oh, Mrs. Doubtfire.
I want to see the Siberian Kremlin inspired drag.
Holy shit.
You know?
A whole wig that is the Kremlin.
Yeah.
That would be insanely cool.
Oh, that would be really cool.
Yeah, I want to see that.
I want to see
Hammering
you.
Sick.
Oh, yeah.
Looking sick.
A little Katya E, but take it
hey,
to the next level.
That's fine. Take
I always
it to
wanted
the
more
rest.
Russian you, stuff from Katya.
I did too. I wanted more of it, as a matter of fact.
As a matter of fact.
In her season, I was like, oh, if you're going to be Russian.
Yeah.
Russian.
That's adorable, Betsy.
That's what I thought drag her was.
Well,
where we pick people to be like, let's drag them and maybe they'll figure their shit out.
My dragger's a little meaner.
Well, I mean, I could shit on him. He's nasty. In the end, he's nasty.
Leave that family alone,
so
you bastard.
It took him so long to fucking die.
Yeah.
He, like, got shot a bunch, poisoned a bunch.
Yeah.
And you already know he was full of sick. Because at that time, everybody was full of every disease you could imagine.
The only person I wanted to drag...
And I think he did use the Romanovs.
I don't have time. We don't have time.
But
I just want to drag...
that's a big statement, so I don't know.
Fuck him.
Woo-hoo.
I want to drag Gargamel. Gargamel, you are ugly.
Gargamel.
Gargamel, you are ugly.
This is gummy...
Smurfs.
Smurfs, I'm sorry. Yes, Smurfs.
Gummy
the bad,
bears.
The bad, yeah.
Happy-dippy-dippy-wit. No, this is the Smurfs.
This is Smurfs. Gargamel.
Gargamel,
okay, yes.
What the hell is wrong with your head, you lumpy potato head bastard? Why are you terrorizing these little blue people?
Yeah, hey, what are they doing to you? The call's coming from inside
the house.
House.
Also, you have a cat.
Same with Rasputin.
Yes.
Call's coming from within.
You
now I'm really going back. What if he did help the Romanovs, even though they all got assassinated?
I don't know.
Which, that's not his fault. But, like, they were, like, he's helping our kid who can't stop bleeding.
Right.
Stop bleeding.
Sure.
But he was bad news.
No, he was a bad man, just like Gargamel. It's like, you have, like, a cat. You have a weird little animal.
Yeah.
You can't, leave this family alone. Leave these people alone.
Leave them alone.
Stop kidnapping. Why? You're not even eating them. Did Gargamel want to eat the Smurfs?
I have no clue.
Gargamel is probably a fucking pervert.
Oh, my God.
With his big black dress on.
Oh, my God.
Probably his crooked, tiny boner.
Yeah, that he would flash at them whenever he stole them.
Probably has a dick that's like a curly pigtail.
Ew,
fuck you, dude.
Kind of a duck dick?
Duck dick.
Where's
ew, ducks have corkscrew dicks.
They have corkscrew dicks, and it's nasty.
We drag you both.
We drag you.
To hell with you. So I want to do one more segment with you.
Yes, I'm in.
You are an award-winning actor, Oscar-winning actor.
Oh, yes, I did win an Oscar.
For? Disjointed.
Disjointed. It's the first time ever, and they're like, Kathy Bates? You already got one.
You already got one, honey.
Sodaro, it's you.
You are an actor and a star. And this segment is called, and the award gags too.
Okay.
AKA, Oscar-winning homent. So I have written here some epic lines from Latrice Royale.
Ooh.
And I want you to deliver them as if you were in an Oscar-winning movie.
Okay, okay,
okay,
fantastic.
I have them written down here for your pleasure.
Oh, you want me to, okay,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, 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 yes. Let me look.
So they're right under the award gags, too. You
yes,
will give
great.
Me an Oscar-worthy performance of each of those lines.
Okay, are you?
As if it's in the little thing where it's like, for your consideration, or they're like, here's a scene
yep.
from that movie for best
okay.
picture.
Ready?
And now, Oscar-winning homens.
Okay, great. Get those nuts away from my face.
Clap, 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 clap.
5 G's, girl. Good God, get a grip, girl. Jesus is a biscuit. Let him sop you up. Really? It's not that serious. You're a dude in a wig.
And the award gags, too.
Gag.
Jesus is a biscuit.
Oh, let him sop you up. Do you like my acting where it's just pretty much yelling?
Yeah,
I think acting is just getting louder and yelling harder to where you start to get dizzy.
A lot of times at the Oscars, it isn't like the best acting, it's the most acting.
The most,
okay.
Yeah.
Which I think you did quite well.
Thank you so much.
Betsy, we have to wrap it up.
No, Mano.
Before we do, we have to tell you guys about a really exciting project we are working on all the time.
We're very excited.
We
love
you.
It.
We love it. We want you to listen to our podcast, We Love Trash.
We love trash.
It's on Patreon.
It is. We're trying to make a little money.
We're selfish, greedy monsters.
We're greedy monsters. We're part of the 1%, so we're technically psychopaths.
Yeah. We're sick, and we only work out at Equinox. But we talk about so many lovely things, like reality TV.
So do you think, though,
yeah,
Drag Race is trash?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a really refined piece of trash,
okay,
but it's trash.
We also have an ongoing list of
what is
not trash.
Yeah.
Which Santorini is not
trash.
Tejava is not trash.
That's true.
Liar, Liar, the movie
Liar,
is
Liar,
not
the
trash.
Movie is not trash. And Mr. Holmes' Bakehouse.
Oh, yeah. It's
too
great.
Good.
Yeah, so our podcast is pretty much we talk about anything and everything trash.
Mm-hmm.
We, lots of, What do we like?
We talk about celebrities,
songs, TV shows,
all of it,
movies.
Nostalgia.
We improvise a lot of movies.
Yes,
just anything and everything. We have a bunch of fun guests coming up where we talk to them about trash they love.
And since we know you're all dick pigs, we just released an episode called "The Hot Guy League Fuck Offs,"
where we pretty much do a Final Four. NBA Madness, March Madness, Jesus Christ.
March Madness bracket style
brackets of
competition.
Hot dudes.
And it's fun.
And it's fun. We just talk about how hot they are.
We get nasty.
We get filthy.
And
so
we
you
talk
wanna...
about what they would be like if they kissed and had to touch each other's nip nips.
Oh, shit, yeah.
So you have to listen to that.
So come listen. It's fun.
There's one free ep available on the Patreon if you want a sneak peek.
Yeah, nice.
It's a real good time. Betsy, is there anything else you want to plug?
Called We Love Trash. I have another podcast as well.
Yes.
Right here on HeadGum.
Oh.
It's called A Funny Feeling. It's where Marcy Giroux and I, we talk to all of our friends about their spooky paranormal stories. Mono has been on and has still to this day top three
ghosty stories.
Scariest stories. Ooh. I've ever heard. It's incredible. So check it out on HeadGum, A Funny Feeling. And then
watch Golden Arm.
Yeah, whenever it may come out.
It will take a second, but
yeah,
I can't wait to see it.
Some stuff is coming through the pipelines, but
so many things.
You'll see.
You have so many things. Follow Betsy online.
Follow me on Instagram at Betsy Sodaro and on Twitter at Birdie So Dirty.
Yes.
Which, Mono, did you give me that name?
I think it was a mixture of us. It was like a couple of us on Winslow. It was a wild little thing.
Yeah. But thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. Before we let you go, remember to rate and review us online.
Got to.
Give us 5 stars. You can say something nice or mean, and I will give you a shout out. Like today's review from Evan Polio.
Woo.
Title, Joyful, 5 stars. I lol every episode.
Good.
Mono and Nicole are so full of silliness and joy. I love how light it is.
Oh.
Isn't that freaking
cool? That's wonderful.
Cool?
That's what I will. I love you and Nicole so much.
We love you, and you are the perfect gag to our pod. Thanks so much for coming, Betsy.
Thanks for having me.
I'll see you at home. I have to clean up my cum mess that I created.
Yeah, you have to build a whole new wall to my bedroom, you monster.
God damn it. God damn it. Well,
till
next
it?
Time.
Was it worth it?
Oh, yeah.
Me too. Because
when I nut. We love y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Still about to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum podcast.